This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbly ourselves underneath thy mighty hand today. Just to thank you and to praise you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Well, we're so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living, to be on top of the ground is not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful that you have seen fit that we're still here on this side of glory. Now, precious Father, as we get out of the way that you may have your way today, we just die to self and let self get out completely out of the way that you have full control of this broadcast. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here today. Now, precious Father, we ask you to anoint these lips with clay, hide us behind Calvary's cross. Crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding here this day. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We ban up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, precious Father, we ever so grateful and thankful because you are a good God. You are a God that sits high and looks low. You are a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are thankful. We are grateful this day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen. Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. Hallelujah. Coming together today because teamwork makes dream ministry and life work. We thank God for his word today, amen, because his word will not return to him void. Hallelujah. He looks over his word to perform it. Matter of fact, he honors his word above his name. And we are grateful and thankful that we serve a God that's still alive and well. Fill your Bible, amen. Thank you to open it up to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew, amen. We'll be looking at chapter 9, verses 9 through 13. The book of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 9 through 13. And the word of God reads, "And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom." Hallelujah. The receipt of custom at that particular time was like the tax office, the IRS office, like what we know today. And he said unto him, "Follow me." And Matthew arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at the table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, "Why eateth your master with tax collectors and sinners?" But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, "They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what this meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinner to repentance. Just for these next few minutes, amen, I would like you to pray for us and with us as we bring forth the word today. We know that the word of God is a good God is a good word. We thank God because we believe that his word will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall remain forever. Here in the scriptures that was read, amen. Just for the next few minutes, again, I would like for you to be in prayer with us and pray for us as we bring forth the word today. We're going to be talking about your association determines your destination. You are known by the company you keep. Your association determines your destination. You are known by the company you keep. Here in the scriptures that was read, and if you read in the beginning of Matthew, the 9th chapter, you see where Jesus Christ returned to Capernaum. His first occurrence was the cure of a man sick of the palsy. You see, Jesus saw the man's faith, and he also saw those that were carrying him, that brought the man to him. He saw that faith. You see, the faith that I'm talking about was a strong faith. It was an active faith. Yes, we must keep this in mind, that a strong faith regards no obstacle in pressing after Jesus. Jesus told the man, he said, be of good cheer, the man that was sick, laying there with the palsy. He said, be of good cheer, thy sin be forgiven. And behold, certain of the scribes, the religious folks, saying within themselves, this man blasphemy. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, therefore, think ye evil in your heart. For which is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven? They are to say, arise and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sin. Then said he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thy house. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which have given such power on to men. Now this all happened before Jesus encountered Matthew. And Matthew was a tax collector. And Jesus passed by and he saw him sitting there. And he said unto him, follow me. And he arose and he followed him. Your association determines your destination. You are known by the company you keep. In the scriptures that was read in Matthew 9, verse 9 through 13. I want you to know, brothers and sisters in Christ, and all those that are listening and those that will be listening in later, careful choices needs to be made on our part about our association because these choices will determine our destination. I got a question for you tonight. How careful are you monitoring who you allow into your inner circle? See, in the book of Proverbs 13, verses 20, it says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise. but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Because your association determines your destination. If you want to be wise, surround yourself with wise people. Folks that know what they are talking about. People that have had experience here on earth. People that went through something in order to tell you about what they experienced. But if you decide to follow a company of fools, you shall be destroyed. Because foolishness, when it relates to a child, it is stuck in them. But a rod of correction will break it out. When you surround yourself with foolish folks, then if you don't be careful, what they do will rub off on you. Because you are known by the company of your king. So watch who you give your time and attention to. And who you don't expect to become more wise and able to handle what life throws at you. If you allow yourself again to be surrounded with wise people into your inner circle. On the other hand, expect harm to come into your life if you allow people who consistently make foolish decisions into your inner circle. The choice is yours. Remember, there's always, without question, your association determines your destination. You are known by the company you keep. In the book of Proverbs 14, verse 7, it says, go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. Sometimes it is not easy to put boundaries, restrictions, or ending to friendship, but it is a crucial choice you need to make. If you want to increase in knowledge, increasing in knowledge and godly knowledge is very critical. If you are to make the most of your short life here on earth. Yes, we are known by the company we keep. You see, the individual human being that we associate with, and the environment that is created in their presence has an influence on all of us. That's why God warns us in his word that the company that we keep will influence us either to do good or to do evil. The choice, again, is yours, because your association determines your destination. In the book of Proverbs 22, verses 24 and 25, it says, make no friendship with an angry person, a man or woman. Because thou shalt, or with a furious man or woman, because thou shalt not go unless thou learn his or her ways, and it become a snare to thy soul. If you make friends with people, or anger, has a chip on their shoulder, who has a very short fuse. It is only a matter of time before something happens. Also, over a period of time, they will have an influence on you as an individual. And you will run the danger that you will become over months or even years an angry person yourself. Because what you sow, you shall reap. Again, God is warning us to be very careful who our friends are. If you associate yourself with the wrong individual or groups, you will become part of their sin and their problem. It's tight, but it's right, but I know I'm talking the truth right here. In 2 John verse 7, verse 9, it says, whosoever transgresses and abided not in the doctrine of Christ, he has no God. He that abided in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. Again, brothers and sisters, those that are listening, you are known by the company you keep. If anyone comes unto you and does not bring this doctrine, don't receive him into your house. Neither bid him Godspeed. Because this is a person who has not God and doesn't abide in the doctrine of Christ. For he that greets him, Godspeed, is a partaker of his evil deeds. Here, John is letting us know, through the inspiration of Christ, is that if we associate with sinners, the one who is sinning, then we eventually and ultimately become partakers of their sin. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5 and 7 cautions us and let us know. But if you know that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God, so let no man deceive you with vain words or empty words. For because of these things, coming the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. You see, your association determines your destination. That's why it's so very important for us to be careful about associating with people who are walking in disobedience. Disobedient to the things of God. You see, you are known, again, by the company you keep. That's why separation from a wrong environment is part of a biblical principle. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14 through 18. Be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what fellowship has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Satan? Or what part has he that believeth with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said to the believers of Christ, I will dwell in you. I will dwell in them and walk in them. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Here the Lord is saying, wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. And touch not the unclean things. And I will receive you and will be a father unto you. And ye shall be my son and daughter, says the Lord Almighty. Your association determines your destination, because you are known by the company you keep. That's why sometimes we think that God's word is very strict. That is, it keeps us from doing what we want to do. Having it the Burger King way. But God knows what it takes to draw you to him. God knows the heart of man that is full of evil. He knows what it takes to take out that stony heart and give us a heart of flesh. He knows what it takes to bring us closer to him. So God will do his part, and the rest is up to us. You see, you can't blame God if you go to hell, because God has given us the tools for us to use to stay in right standing with him. He has given us the Holy Spirit to quicken, to lead, to guide, direct us according to his will, his way, to guide us and bring us closer to him. See, a lot of times the reason why we don't see the promises of God taking place in our lives, because our lives is not lining up in alignment with his will. Bible says he that, hallelujah, the ones that he loves, he chases. A lot of times we start complaining, mumbling and grumbling, because we talking about serving God is too hard. Well, first of all, we got to understand that we're not our own anymore. We've been bought with a price. We've been bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on Calvary for us. Because the word says, without the shedding of blood, there'd be no remission of sin. So our lives is not our own anymore. If we say that we belong to Christ, well, then we don't have no place to debate. We don't have no leg to stand on, but give ourselves totally to him. and to associate and have that intimate relationship with God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All three agrees as one. So your association, whether good or bad, it will determine your destination. Because you are known. Yes, you are. By the company you keep. In the book of 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 15, verse 33, it says, be not deceived. Evil company corrupts good habit or good man. This is so important for young people as well as older ones. Don't allow yourself to be associated with people of bad character, because your good character will be polluted and perverted. If you associate yourself long enough with them, so be very careful. Again, because bad company corrupts good character. Corrupt means to change from good to bad. In morals, manners, and actions. To alter from the original. It characterizes improper conduct. Again, people of God, always keep this in mind. That separation from individuals or a group that means you no good is a biblical principle that we should consider. Listen, Christianity is a personal thing. It's a personal journey, a walk with Christ. Christianity is not only how you think, but how you treat other people, such as loving your brothers and sisters, as well as loving your neighbor as yourself. So what God is doing in 2019, he is bringing right-minded human beings together to put into practice that new command that has been too often ignored by the company you keep. You see, your association determines your destination.
Morning, yes, in the noonday, all day long. all around, will you still say yes? Don't know where the money's coming from, will you still say yes? Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, God is good and worthy to be praised. Yes, we serve an awesome God, we serve a good God, we serve a God that is, he is so merciful, so gracious, so good, amen, praise the Lord, God is good and worthy to be praised. Again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in today, we are talking about your association determine your destination. Hallelujah. Because God is a good God and he's worthy to be praised. You are known by the company you keep. Yes, we sometimes think that it doesn't affect us, but it does. That's why it's so very important for us to choose wisely the people that we allow to come into our inner circle, the people that we may cross paths with. That doesn't mean that we have to be a hermit. No, it only means that we got to walk in wisdom, especially in the days and the times that we are living in. Because Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. Hallelujah. So again, Christianity is a personal thing, a personal walk that we as believers in Christ has a journey to go, to want to run, a race to run. Christianity, again, is not only how you think about yourself, but how you treat other people, by loving them, by loving your brothers and sisters as well as loving your neighbor as yourself. So what God, again, is doing in 2019, I believe, he is allowing us, he's allowing to bring together like-minded human beings to put into practice that new command, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, body, and soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself. It has been so often ignored among God's people, even church folks. Sometimes we say we love the Lord, but our actions sometimes say something different. So that's why we got to understand that our audio has to line up with our video, because you are known by the company you keep. Yes, you and I are only as good as the company we keep. Show me who your friends are, and I will tell you what you are. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in. Show me who your friends are, and I will tell you what you are. Again, when we relate back to the scriptures that was read earlier when we first got started in Matthew 9, verses 9 through 13. And as Jesus passed forth from there, in other words, he was just coming to his hometown. He was coming to the town of Capernaum. And again, I say from the beginning of you, during your devotional time, getting a chance to read the whole chapter of Matthew chapter 9, you can find when his first encounter was the guy that was laying, that his friends brought to him, that was laying on the bed, sick with palsy. And again, after Jesus seeing their faith, seeing the man's faith, he gave him words of encouragement. He told him, he said, be of good cheer. Thy sins are forgiven thee. After he did that, he turned around, and there was a scribe that was around, and the religious folks, and they would say that he was causing blasphemy. And he looked at him, and he told him, he said, which is easier, to say that thy sins are forgiven, or take up thy bed and walk? And when he turned and told the man that was laying to take up that bed and walk, he stood up, took up his bed, and he walked. And the people were so amazed, and they said, hallelujah, that the multitude saw that they marveled and glorified God, which have given such power unto men. You remember when Jesus rose from the dead and he went up to heaven, and he let his apostles and disciples know that power have been given to him in heaven, in earth, and under the earth. So here, again, Jesus passed forth from death after what had happened, after the man got healed, and he saw a man by the name of Matthew, sitting at the tax office. In other words, what we would relate it to today would be like the IRS people, the people that deals with the taxes. And he said unto Matthew, follow me. And he didn't think about it. He just rolled up and he followed Jesus. And it says that it came to pass as Jesus sat at the table where Matthew had invited them to come to his house. It says, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. Well, you know, your association determined your destination. You are known by the company you keep. Symmetric might be the tax collector and most of his friends were tax collector also. And sinners. And he invited Jesus and his disciples to come to his house. But as always, somebody's watching. Religious folks is always around. And it says that when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with tax collectors and sinners? Well, before the disciples and the apostles could even answer, Jesus heard what was said. And it says when Jesus said unto them, the Pharisees, and they that behold need not a physician, but they that are sick. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, and all those in radio land, the church house as a whole is supposed to be a hospital for sinners, where they can come to be healed and delivered. But some of us in the body of Christ have made the church a social club and a gathering where the saints come to gossip. But we have to make sure that our priority is in order. We have to make sure that our lives are lining up with what God wants. You know, when we say, nevertheless, not our will, but thy will be done. Well, God wants to move in 2019. He wants to move like never before. But here Jesus is letting these Pharisees know. He says, now, go ye and learn what this means. He said, I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but I have come to call the sinners to repentance. You see, you are known by the company you keep. Your association will determine your destination. Here is an example for what we are talking about today. Whether you and I are known, hallelujah, when we are known by the company we keep. Again, Jesus is walking through the streets of Capernaum, a small fishing village on the north shore of the Sea of Galilee. And he spots the office of the local tax collector. Perhaps there was a sign above the door which read, Matthew, the IRS agent. You see, the local people didn't have to know where Matthew's office was because they knew. They didn't need a sign to remind them to the local people in the area because they knew who Matthew was, that he was a tax collector, that he was of a Jewish birth, that he was working for the Romans. They hated him for it because the tax collector of the first century was corrupt. They would overtax the poor, the people, and they would turn over a portion of what they collected to the government, and they would pocket the rest. Don't it remind you about our income tax revenues today? And at that particular time, hallelujah, what they was doing, the tax collecting was legal. Because the Romans, they didn't care how much the tax collector actually collected. All they were concerned about was that they received the amount from the people that the tax collector told them to bring. And then they would bring it, forward it over to Rome. You see, the tax collector was a first century epitome of the mafia because they extorted, they forced the poor into giving so that they could become rich. They had people thrown in jail for not paying their taxes, such as we know is still a practice today. And to make matters worse, the tax collector was working for the enemy, which the Jewish people was paying Rome, the Romans, taxes. You see, again, Matthew was from a Jewish descendant. And he was probably born and raised in Capernaum. It doesn't really say it as far as I know. But he worked for the Roman government. So again, Jesus, while passing by Matthew's tax office, and seeing Matthew sitting at his desk, Jesus just made an invitation and invited him to become part of his team. Not only did Matthew go with Jesus, but he must have introduced Jesus to all of his tax collector friends. Because in the very next verse, here before we go to it, it says, you are known by the company you keep. Again, in Matthew 9, 10, 3, 11. And it came to pass as Jesus sat at the table in the house. Behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with a tax collector and sinners? Yes, Jesus and his disciples had dinner that night with all sorts of tax collectors and sinners. The Jewish religious leaders of Capernaum were stunned, because they see Jesus, this supposed to be religious man sitting at the table, the dinner table with most of the corrupt and sinful people in town. And they are laughing, drinking wine, and carrying on. So again, the Jews asked Jesus, disciples, why in the world would your leader would do such a thing? Because you are known by the company you keep. Jesus again overheard the question. So he answered without hesitation, saying, those who are healthy don't need a doctor. Only the sick need a doctor. Only the sick need a physician. I didn't come into the world to hang out with the arrogant, with the conceited, and the religious healthy and proud folks. Jesus said, I came to hang out with those people, the sinners. You see, Jesus overall looked at us, the sinners, the believers of the 21st century church, is that we think we are the religious one because we are in the church on Sunday morning. We think that we are the ones with high moral character and good values and deep convictions. And maybe in comparison with the rest of the world, we are. We may smell pretty religious. We may shine up pretty good on Sunday morning or midweek service. But again, you are known by the company you keep. Since we are known by the company we keep, we like to hang out or hang around with people who look very much like us. Those, you know, that are religious. But the truth of the matter is that we are still all sinners. As a born-again believers, we are saved by God's grace. But we still sin. Bible says in 1 John 1:9, we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, we sometimes think about things we should not think about. Sometimes we say things that we should not say. And when nobody is looking, we do things we should not do. I can't get amen and give it out because it's the truth in here. And one of our worst sins is pride. Sometimes we get lifted up in pride, we start turning our nose at folks. They may smell different than we do. Because like the Pharisees, we present ourselves as religious, as the religious one. But God knows better because he knows our heart. You see, God still sees us in our private moment when we think no one else is looking. The God that we serve, he's always looking. And his angels is always looking. So we as believers of Christ, the church of the 21st century. Again, it's supposed to be a hospital for sinners to come in order to be healed and delivered. The church of the 21st century is not supposed to be a social club or a gathering for the saints to gossip and talk about one another. Because you are known by the company you keep. Yes, God is a good God. He's worthy to be praised. He is a God that wants us to make it more than we want to make it ourselves. If there is something that I can leave you with today, remember, careful choices. Be careful of your choices that needs to be made about your association, because those choices will determine your destination. If you want to do the right thing, if you want to be in right standing with God, your choices has to be in line with what you're believing for. Your choices has to be according to what the word of God is saying. Sure, it may not be easy to let go of friends that is not believing the way you believe, that is not doing the good deeds and things that you are doing. But again, the choice has to be yours. Remember that evil corruption, evil will cause corruption of good manners. Be not deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits or good manners. So keep this in mind at all times, that your association will determine your destination. And with that said, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I'm ever so grateful and thankful for your word tonight. I'm thankful and grateful because your word will not return to you. I'm thankful and grateful because you look over your word to perform it. Father God, you have said through the teaching that for us to be ye separate, says the Lord. Come out from among them. Be ye separate. So as being separate, it is a command that have been given for us to take heed to. Heavenly Father, I'm asking you to help us to understand on how important it is for our lives to line up with you. Father, there may be one or there may be someone that needs the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. Father God, I'm asking you to take out that stony heart, give them a heart of flesh. And as they come to you in total repentance, as they come to the foot of the cross, ask you, precious Father, forgive them for their sin. Ask you, Lord, according to Isaiah 1:18, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. As they repent, making a bow face, make a 180-degree turn. Bible says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Father God, I'm asking you to extend grace, mercy, and love upon their lives. As they make a confession of faith and a belief in their heart, according to Romans 10:9-10, it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. Thank you for saving souls. Thank you for drawing them to the foot of the cross. Excuse me. Thank you for forgiving them their sin, for making them whole. We thank you because where sin abounds, the grace of God abounds even more. Father, I'm grateful tonight. I am thankful for your word. I'm thankful for this opportunity to bring forth your word through the use of the internet.